You're listening to the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com.
I gotta get
cowboy
Spurs
outfit.
Yet. I gotta get Spurs yet. So
will they jingle, jangle, jingle?
Oh, they better.
Okay.
I did buy almost a complete cowboy outfit, complete with a real cowboy hat and boots. Welcome to episode 235 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, a part of the Webcast Beacon Network at webcastbeacon.com, covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. Comic books, webcomics, web fiction, all at webcastbeacon.com. I'm Fess of archercomic.com, and with me we have Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Well, hello there.
And Kelly Turnbull from thepunchlineismachismo.com. Welcome.
Hello.
And this week, the long-awaited episode, which we are going to be interviewing Philip Hofer, a.k.a. Frumpf, from Frumpf.net and Comics Press and Comic Easel. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going just a little rushed this morning, but actually pretty good, so... we're going to go ahead and get right into this. Let's see here. So, well, I will talk about my trip to Colorado later. I'm going to pin that for now. But we have, Frumpf here, and, let's try to start at the beginning of the story. So, probably, you did not create Comic Press, but you got involved with it and basically took it over. Can you tell us about the beginnings of your work with Comic Press?
Well, I have a lot of friends in the webcomic community who asked for assistance in designing their sites and implementing mods and things like that to their Comic Press. Back in the day, there wasn't even graphical navigation, so... you know, I started implementing that stuff for my friends, and then I decided to give Tyler and John my code for releases.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, I forgot to mention this for the people listening in the chat room. We are talking about, a WordPress, a theme that is designed for use by webcomics. It is one of a few out there. Comic Press is one of the first, I believe, WordPress themes in which people had a template that they could use with WordPress in order to showcase their webcomic, complete with navigation, archiving, and whatnot. Things that, basically Comic Press became a big staple of if you had your own site and you could load WordPress and run a webcomic on it. You did eventually, from what I hear, you actually did end up taking it over and the creator kind of stopped working on it. Is that right?
Right. Tyler had a lot of bigger and better things to... deal with during the time. He's got a very nice family, needed to move on to handling better income for himself.
Gotcha. What was the definitive Frumpf edition of Comic Press? And then
the definitive,
the one that was, this is mine, this is the new look, I am totally in charge.
Everything that has to do with the theme options, I would think.
No, I mean like Comic Press edition number.
Oh, 2.7.1 and higher.
And I think, excuse me, I think, was that the point in which you created all of, like...
I was involved in 2.7, where we actually had that really silly... silver theme that we decided would be cool to release with, and that didn't go over too well. But when it was mine, as main developer, it was everything after that.
Which one was the one where it basically the red button theme?
The silver and red button? That was 2.7.
Oh, well, I liked that one because that's when Comic Press stopped looking like Comic Press.
Right.
Well, because, you know, you got a lot of people that basically just loaded Comic Press but really didn't do anything, so it looked like a Comic Press site. And then I think when those buttons came in, it's like, oh, man, this looks slick, actually. And the sites, I think, yeah, it was from there that the Comic Press sites started to, even just the default, they just started looking way nice. And so, let's see here. So, are you? I don't know. Do you own Comic Press now, or have a stake in it, or are you just developing for it, or how does it work now?
Well, Tyler Martin still owns Comic Press, but I have been the main and only developer for the last 3 years. So that's where it is right now. For the last year, though, I've been pretty sick, so the only development of it has been just keeping it up to date with WordPress.
Getting some chatter from the chat here. You've been starting to develop something called Comic Easel. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, let's talk about that.
All right, let's talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry for being so quiet. It's just like, I have nothing to add.
All right, so Comic Press is the theme.
Have you guys even looked at Comic Easel?
I looked at it a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
When you first talked about it.
Like 2 years ago?
I think so.
Okay. I've looked around the website in anticipation of moving over to Comic Easel. So I have looked around at it.
Comic Easel is a plugin. It's no longer a theme. It is built around the premise that you could take any WordPress theme or almost any WordPress theme. I'm going to put that in there. Almost any WordPress theme and make it a comic navigatable theme out of it. With a predominant amount of features that you've known to love and come by with the Comic Press theme, just included as a plugin.
All right. So what, as far as, this is something that works in tandem with Comic Press, or is it something completely different from Comic Press?
Like, it is not in tandem with Comic Press. It's a whole new CMS product. It's basically a management system for comics that is, in my opinion, far superior than Comic Press is.
Okay, so you can just load regular WordPress and stick on Comic Easel and go from there.
With a little modification to the theme, yes.
Well, yeah.
just simple adding of lines of code in various places.
Okay, and do you have a guide for basically all DIY stuff?
Most guides, yes. We also have some videos that we're putting together right now, including.
Ooh.
We already have some on the site now for migrating from Comic Press to Comic Easel.
Okay.
I wrote another plugin that is basically, it's an assister. It helps you migrate your Comic Press to Comic Easel with just basically clicks of a button.
Ooh.
Plus, what's really cool is there's a default base theme that I have available called Easel. That runs Comic Easel, the plugin, natively, just right off the bat.
All right, so essentially a default template. Okay.
A default theme. So.
Theme. Yeah. Am I misusing the word template?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it would still count. I suppose you're the expert here. But
you have 4 points for effort.
All right. So... has this basically been your baby for the past 2 years? You haven't been working on like any other side projects, or
for the last for the last year, you know, I after the stuff on that I was discussing about creating it, mm-hmm. I had to do a lot more work. So I had to put a lot of things off to the side. And then, of course, I was sick. So everything had to be put off to the side at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was sick, I was pretty much laid up to the point where I couldn't get on a computer and I couldn't do anything. So I was basically programming Comic Easel in my head. So once I got better, I put everything down, and it worked out wonderfully. Hmm. Yeah, I'm very proud of this. I mean, it uses, as you know, Comic Press had to do some tweaking to separate the categories to make one category a comic, the other category a blog.
Mm-hmm.
With in you know, the upload was done by a plugin, or you FTP'd it up.
Mm-hmm.
Comic Easel is 95% of it is all direct calls to WordPress core functions, which means the upload is handled by WordPress, the management is handled by WordPress. It pretty much definitively is controlled mostly by WordPress. So everything that has to do is core designed functions.
Mm-hmm.
While Comic Press, we had to rewrite a whole bunch of stuff to make it work.
Because it was, you know, well based on older versions of WordPress. And
Press, right. And the reason we kept it going the same way is because we liked our users using it. We wanted to make sure they were always going to be backward compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Even though WordPress, you know, throws those really tricks in and stuff happens, but yeah. We always wanted to make sure people could continue even if they had a bump or two.
Right, right. I do remember, like, very early
WordPress,
days.
WordPress 2.6 we had a problem with.
Yeah, yeah. It was usually the rule of thumb whenever WordPress updated and you had Comic Press on your site, you were not to update WordPress for at least a week. Until
you got more information on what needed to be done, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, got an upgrade from Comic Press first and whatnot. So, yeah, that was the really, really early times. And then, you know, things got a lot smoother.
That was about 4 years ago.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago. But, no.
Time flies.
Yeah, it's...
Yep.
And in spite of rough and tumbles from Comic Press's start, then you took it over. I mean, you got a lot of people that say that you're so awesome because you help them out with their site from exploding, and so you've been fairly prominent in the webcomics community for the past several years in keeping people's sites from dying.
I couldn't tell you how many sites I've cleaned up from hacks from several different CMSs. It's mainly WordPress press hackings that have occurred. I have it in my head that, you know, these guys, they don't want to know all the rough and tumble stuff in the back end. they don't need to know, and they don't need to spend the days researching how to clean out, you know, a cache error. They don't need to know that stuff. I mean, if they need the help, I will help them. It's just what I do. I won't say no to donations afterwards, but I never usually ask for any.
So, how packed is your schedule for that? Like, I could use a whole new. Could use a whole new thing.
Well,
I mean,
Mark, you're not using Comic Press right now, so you'd have to, if you wanted to use Comic Easel, I don't know,
we'd have to switch over to it.
Do you have guides?
The migrate path from Comic Press to Comic Easel is about a half an hour of time.
What about from Webcomic Ink Blot or from Manga Press or any of those others? I mean, is it relatively easy to still migrate from those, or?
I do not know because I have not tried it.
Ah.
I don't know those CMSs because I basically have been steering clear of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to provide what I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, certainly. Well, still having a migration incentive from other competition could also help. But
well, nowadays I don't really feel there's competition. I think everybody just has their product, and if people like using it, they look at who's around to support it.
Mm-hmm.
They look around at who's around to help them set it up. And everybody has their own circle of friends. So in your circle of friends, go with what you think you can get the best support from, the best people to help you out.
Hmm.
That's how I feel about things.
Alrighty. I think we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to have more. Imagine that.
This program is a part of the Webcast Beacon Network and is hosted on the Rampage Network. Follow us on Twitter at Webcomic Beacon. Email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 1-320-310-0922. Love the show? Please grab the iTunes or RSS feed. We're also on Stitcher.com with Stitcher Smart Radio, an on-demand service where you can stitch podcast and radio show feeds together for your own personal streaming service. The Webcast Beacon Network, covering and promoting creativity in the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic books, news, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Now, back to our show.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm being so quiet. It's just like, oh, I know nothing about... I'm the people who run to you with the flaming website. And, you know.
Well, you're the one that should be asking more questions then. All right, so for those that are, for some reason, listening to this show and don't know what we're talking about, you are likely... Well, you have some issues or you just discovered the show. Basically, we've been talking about webcomics being presented on the internet, comics being presented on the internet, typically through the blogging software WordPress. And today we're talking about a longtime runner, Comic Press, and then a new edition by Frumf called Comic Easel, things at which you can utilize WordPress to present a comic on the internet. And that's typically... you got a homepage that will show the latest comic update of a current storyline or of a gag-a-day sort of comic, and you'll have navigation to go back in time, an update, or start at the beginning, or if you're somewhere in the middle, go to the latest comic. Maybe make a comment or two on a particular update. Usually there's a separated extra blog for additional information about things that aren't about this particular comic update, and you got a menu that will tell you about the comic or about the author, or you can go see the archive or see a cast page. You know, all these sorts of options that are going to be found on any many web comics. Maybe not all of them, of course, but
It's pretty much standard operational stuff.
Yeah. And
comic management software.
Not to be confused with content management software, though it's kind of the same thing, because we tried to do a show about that, and then we were talking about content management, and I totally screwed up the pooch on that episode, because I was thinking comic management, and so the people I had on didn't really know what I was talking about. Well, a failure of communication on my part, but it was still a decent episode for those who wanted to know about a couple of pieces of software that they could utilize if they wanted to do it entirely themselves. If they don't want to do it entirely themselves, we have Comic Press and Comic Easel at your disposal with some minimal guides and assistance from Philip Hofer here we have. If you could tell us a bit about some of the features that are available on Comic Easel.
Well, everybody knows who has used Comic Press remembers that it's basically one comic post per day. With a single comic, or actually nowadays you can have like multiple comics per comic post. But the limitation.
I'll like have a wrong number in my comic that I upload, and then I end up with like certain posts that have like two comics. I'm like I end up, I don't know. I don't know how to fix that properly, so I just delete the FTP.
Just change the date via the FTP. It's all good.
Okay.
Comic Press is built on the premise of just, you know, it's a daily strip. That's what you want to do each and every day. Comic Easel basically allows you to have as many comics as you want during the daytime, down to the last second of the minute. allows you to have as many stories, chapters, and navigation per story. You can navigate each individual story as you want, or all of them all at once. It's all configurable. The limitations are gone. There's no limitation now to your file naming. You can name your files whatever the hell you want to. It gets rid of those limitations that Comic Press has and gives you the abilities that a lot of people have been looking for, including now that it has gallery capabilities per individual post. You can have as many comics as you want in a gallery format on your comic post. There's a lot, dude. There is quite a bit.
So how is it? Some people, they like. Sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. Some people like different formats, different layouts. So, for example, what I do with a Gagaday comic might be a little bit different than someone doing a long form or graphic novel style, which obviously you've taken that into account, the different sizes and maybe even a different archiving or something.
Yes, I guess. But that is all dependent on the theme itself. Mm-hmm. The management of the comics is done with the plugin itself, and the theme handles the archive, the display of the archives, which is all, you know, WordPress. How it handles that. Hmm. The display, of course, is, you know, based on the theme itself as well. I mean, my base theme, which is Easel, has all of the standards from Comic Press in it. So everybody can have their long form and their two column and their three column and their multi-column and all of that. Even my comiceasel.com site and my frump.net and all my sites are basically run off of Easel, which is very, very versatile. You can have so many different types of looks available for it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I talk to a lot of people who say, like, you know, like, oh, I wouldn't use Comic Press because it just gives, you know, it makes you look like you're a Comic Press site. And it's like, well, you know, you should find somebody who knows some CSS to, like, tinker with that for you, because, like, you know, there are so many websites out there that, like, you wouldn't even, you know, like, I had no idea that Girls with Slingshots was, like, a Comic Press thing for, like, the longest time. And it was like, oh, yeah, I guess, like, now that she's got comments on it, she's, like, switched over to it. And it's
she's
just, like,
actually,
you know,
Comic Press core. She's not really a Comic Press site.
Oh, okay.
She uses the Tyler Martin created Girls with Slingshots with the core, which is basically an offshoot of 2.7 that doesn't have all of the options and doesn't have all of the extras that you get with the main theme. But it still utilizes the uploads of the comics the same way, but it doesn't have the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that a few sites have basically. I think. Scott Johnson's MyExtraLife.com comic.
Yeah, I did that one.
Oh, you were the one who did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't remember.
He changes it up like every 6 months. So.
Yeah.
But it's still the same core look.
Right. But I think before it was like some sort of like a hack combination something. I don't know. Somebody put it together. And then at one point somebody came, it must have been you, came by, cleaned it up.
I have a habit of doing that. I really do. You know, for the longest time, I said, hey, dude, can I clean your site up? And they go, yeah.
Well, I wanted to jump onto this question. Aren't you also a webcomic website designer for hire?
Yes, I am.
Really? Where can somebody go to say, court your services?
Well, my contracts are done not necessarily to the open public. The stuff that I do is, you know, for several of sites that I've done, Tyler Martin would arrange the and create the site look, and I would implement it for them.
Okay.
That is the most oftentimes I'm used. Otherwise, I find a template that I really like, and I go, you know, we should upgrade your site. you know, people just contact me via email is usually what happens.
Okay.
And they ask me how much it's worth, and I say, well...
Depends on what you want to do.
no, I look. This is how I work. Is I look at their site, I see how much their advertisements are making. If they're using Project Wonderful, I do it faster. How many hits they're getting per day. If, say, they're a very small-time site, you know, they just want something better than what they currently have, but not exuberant like some other people have, mm-hmm. just like the middle of the road, something to make it different, you know, I offer them a site for about $150.
Okay.
Which usually keeps them within their budget. You know, the people who are making more of a living off of, I ask for a little bit more.
Because there's probably a lot more options to consider, of course. And
right.
And also the turnaround is probably a little bit quicker, maybe, right?
For higher-end sites?
Maybe. Or I have no idea.
The turnaround's faster for lower-end sites, actually.
Oh, there's a little bit less work?
Right.
Gotcha.
Exactly. It all really depends on how much needs to be done. I ask for, you know, I usually ask for what they want. And, you know, send me a JPEG of a, you know, do it in Photoshop. Show me what you want. And I usually go from there.
Yeah. Which, I got to ask about that because I have somebody else that I'm going to be using for the Webcast Beacon Network and Webcomic Z. I'm planning to combine. And so I'm trying to come up with designs.
I saw your design looks on a couple of them. They look pretty nice.
Yeah, and actually I'm having a lot of fun with that. It's a lot easier when you don't have to worry about actually dealing with the code. But I think it works. It's a lot better because I have at least some understanding of how the WordPress code works. So I'm trying to think about how the categories would work or how the tags would work and trying to come up with a design that has that can have as little extra exceptions to the code. I'm trying to think of the code and how it's probably functions and sets up.
How you can implement it and still stay within the frame of WordPress.
Yeah. Oh, and without having to super extra modify it, just like, oh, well, I want to show this category. But, you know, what she can say, show category for this entity of whatever, but I don't want to be like, show this category, but don't show anything with the posts with this tags and blah, blah, blah. You know, then you're just constantly extra modifying the code, so I'm trying to make it as simple as possible so there's less work on the system.
I hate that. I mean, you can overtax WordPress so easily nowadays. WordPress itself has gotten to be rather large in memory requirements.
Man, I've so many problems with just caching in memory and stuff like that. I think we've got Varnish or something running on the server.
So what would you recommend since we're on this subject now?
Yeah, there's some plugins like the all-in-one SEO. You just do not want to be running that.
Do not run all-in-one SEO. Okay.
With Comic Press, and because what happens is all-in-one SEO runs on each page load.
Oh, boy.
And with Comic Press adds an extra 2 megs of memory on top of that, which adds, you know, that one will run an extra 3 or 4 megs. You just, overtaxing your system.
Okay. What about caching solutions?
I'm quite fond of W3 Total Cache right now.
Total cache.
W3 Total Cache, yeah. I'm very fond of that caching solution.
All right. I know a lot of people will use WP Super Cache.
Right. I've had a lot of bad times with that recently in the latest updates from WCP Super Cache not deleting your cache when you ask it to totally getting corrupted.
Yeah, I find I have to shut it off first. Shut it off, delete the cache, and then turn it back on.
I had a corruption problem with the W3 super cache, or W3 cache, the one you said before. Right. It like, I went to update it. Yeah, I went to update it, and it gave me, you know, it was like, it just, the site went to fatal error, and I couldn't figure out, I ended up having to go to the FTP and, like, delete the files, like, kind of manually from the FTP to get the site to come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could see that happening. It pretty much, whenever you're doing a file write of any type, you have a chance for getting that sort of corruption. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's been mostly Supergash.
Okay. So I'm going to thumbtack this one for now. I'm going to go back to what I was getting to. When you ask people to sort of like Photoshop design a site, do most people have a sort of understanding of maybe of how the code will work, or do you have to go back and say, this isn't really possible?
Well, have you seen Hijinks and Sue's site lately?
Oh, no, I haven't.
There are some people that have been working with WordPress and Comic Press for so many years that they get an idea of what they can do and what they can't do.
Okay.
Yes. And then a lot of people, I just have to say, huh. Well, that's going to cost a lot extra. I mean, WordPress is very open-ended. You can make it do what you want it to do. It's just, one, you're thinking about the memory requirements and the processor usage when it does it. And two, it's like, you really want to spend that much effort and time to do it when this works? When this other method just, it works right away?
Yeah.
So...
Now, to go back to the thing I just thumbtacked, what are some other popular plugins that you would recommend for using with WordPress or in WordPress with Comic Press or Comic Easel? Some popular plugins that people use, things to stay away from, things that you'd recommend.
Okay, sure. There's a plugin called Search Anything by Dan Cameron. Search Anything allows you to use the search button to search for what you're looking for, but it also searches in title strings and tags and category names and all of that stuff. It just opens everything up to searches.
Okay.
So you're not just limited to just the content of your posts.
Awesome.
There's another plugin called Feed Statistics. It's by Christopher Fink. Feed Statistics gives you information if you're not using FeedBurner, if you're using regular WordPress without FeedBurner. It allows you to show your statistics, how many people are reading your feeds, how many people are subscribed to them. It counts for a certain amount of days between intervals of reading and all that stuff. It's very useful.
That sounds like a really good plugin, actually. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people use FeedBurner just for their statistics information. And, well, the RSS feeds on WordPress are great. They really are very nice. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to use FeedBurner, you can have your statistics right in your dashboard.
Gotcha. I know that the Webcomic Beacon has at least broken its feeds two times because... Well, moving sites and then how I actually had the files and things in the background, it's basically really stupid decisions on my part, and I should have used, like, well, one good thing about FeedBurner is people just get that FeedBurner, and if your links change, you just change the link in FeedBurner, and it doesn't break people's subscriptions. But, that sounds like an excellent feed checker.
Yeah, it is. Feed Statistics. The next one that I recommend is a thing called WordFence Security. WordFence Security is an antivirus and firewall security plugin for WordPress. Basically, it will protect yourself from being hacked.
Okay.
It also checks your logins to make sure nobody's trying to hack your logins. It's a huge variety of things. There's a cool button in it. There's a scan button on it that checks your entire WordPress directory for modified files, as well as additional files that happen to appear and that aren't supposed to be there, sort of thing. If you have the memory available and you're on a nice, very nice shared hosting, WordFence Security is the way to go.
WordFence Security.
WordPress security, and it will protect your site from probably pretty much about everything right now.
Oh, does that mean go look for that?
Did you say Word or Work?
Word fence.
There we go. What
fence?
What about?
All the typing in the background while everybody goes install it.
Oh, I gotta get that.
Yeah. Since we're on security measures, what about? I know a lot of people use a Akismet.
You gotta have a Akismet loaded. Have to. What happens with Akismet is whenever you get a spam and people mark stuff as spam, it gets sent to a central. This is how I think it works. There's a centralized database of what the spam is and where it's coming from. And so when you get a comment, it'll find out whether or not it is spam and just automatically flag it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must have.
The problem with that one though, it recently went not free. Technically.
It is free for non-commercial use.
Yeah, but technically,
We're not going there.
The thing is like for some people that are actually trying to make a business out of their WordPress site.
Their WordPress site, if you're selling your content, would be considered a commercial site.
Like subscription-based or something.
Stuff like that, yeah. If you're actually selling a product, that would be a commercial product.
Okay.
But you're not selling a product. You're selling your services.
Okay. All right. Because that just freaked me out. It's like, I don't want to like suddenly be like, aha.
It's a very, very gray area right there.
All right.
You can pretty much get away with the non-commercial license.
Okay.
Yeah, I think my boyfriend had it on his site to stop the spam and that, and it said it had an update, and so we went to update it, and as soon as he updated it, it was like, you have to pay now, and so he was like, I don't know what to do. Did I just like uninstall it and try to go back a version? Or like it, I don't know like what was going on there.
Yeah,
I have no idea either. Have a non-commercial key, so I never had that problem.
Yeah, I just use the same.
Go back to the website and like run around a bit more.
Yeah. I got a bunch more. I have quite a bit more.
Certainly. I do. With the Akismet, in addition, just to specifically ask this question, if you use a Akismet, is there any need for, or is there any harm in having an additional plugin that basically, whenever somebody makes a comment, they have to type in a special generated set of numbers per post?
You mean a caption? No.
Okay, so
What you do, though, is in your settings, you make sure that the first post is always moderated. And then, in the settings for discussion, you can set it so that that whoever posts for the first time is moderated. And then after that, it's unmoderated, if it sort of thing.
Yeah, you get like, I know you're real.
Right, exactly.
I also have the selection for if there's like three links in a post, it'll be held for moderation. Cause
oh yeah, absolutely. I do two links because anything over one is who does that?
I just had a couple of people that have, but all right. So more recommendations.
A couple people out of 500. I mean.
Oh wow! Actually, we got to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll come with more recommendations.
I got 700 messages, three are from friends who try to guilt me into sending their crap back to them. All the rest, I would guess, just some kind of a scam that prevails in my mail in the form of spam. There's an African queen, and I'm the one she select, cause she's got $20 million that she has to protect. She can't wait and would appreciate a timely answer, and all she needs is my bank number for the transfer. Sure, oh yeah, that sounds totally legit. And here's my ATM card in case you need it. I can't believe that people fall for this shit. It really sucks, and last year these little pricks made 100 million bucks. Look, I want a free vacation to Hawaii. All they need is my credit card number to verify. Well, I'll just type that in for you right now, right after hell freezes and his time will allow. True, interest rates are at an all-time low. I'm no financial genius, but one thing I know, I'm better off getting money from my dear old mom than from sexychick3 at hotmail.com.
Glorious spam, a wonderful spam. source of my aggravation. Why these people think I need so much Viagra? And what's with all the offers for a penis enlarger? Some even come with a battery charger. Here's a 2-for-1 offer. I don't know about you, but what the hell am I supposed to do with two? Here's another chick who wants to meet me online for a one-on-one chat, just $12.99. She included a picture, says her name is Barbie. Before that price, we could chat during dinner at Arby's. I can work from home, I can get rich quick. I can buy some stupid herbs so that I'll never get sick. And if I act quick, I'll get a paper or something that'll show me how to buy meds from Canada for nothing. It's amazing that these folks are so concerned about my health, considering when I had a flat, no one stopped to help. But I can think for myself, and I'm not falling for squat, whether they can get me free gay porn or not.
That was Spam by Devo Spice. In an abridged version, it was getting a little long. From MusicAlley.com by Mevio. I do want to remind people that there is a sponsor for this week's episode. Same one that had sponsored earlier in the month. The webcomic Sometime After at SometimeAfterComic.com. Go ahead and check it out. Do we want to continue with extra plugin recommendations for use with Comic Press and Comic Easel?
Just two more.
Okay, all right.
Two more. Jetpack. Jetpack is wonderful. Get it, download it, use it. There's a couple things on there for notifying users if comments have been updated or if pages have been updated. There's some options on there that are kind of screwy. These ones are wonderful. Yeah, every site should have Jetpack with the notification of comment updates on it. It's awesome. Then the last one is Google Analyticator, like the Governator Analytic. It's a Google Analytics JavaScript code plugin thing that actually shows on your dashboard your statistical information from Google instead of having to directly go to Google every single time you want to get your information.
Okay. Of course, you need a Google Analytics account first, correct?
Correct.
Which everybody should have, more or less, I think. I can't think of many other analytic options that are out there.
Well, I've got a few running, but, you know.
Just don't use Project Wonderful stats as your definitive analytics, because while Project Wonderful is good for seeing trends, the numbers aren't really all that accurate.
Correct.
And we're all OCD about our traffic numbers.
You know, I've noticed that. It's silly, but I totally have noticed that.
Yeah, I am totally not, and I'm thinking I should be more, actually. I remember when Jason was working with Ardra more, and he would constantly... I had to take his privileges away from checking the stats.
Well, usually when people check stats is because, you know, earlier in the day they did something that they want to be proud of that is gathering more users for them, so they want to check the results of what happened of what they did. And that happens quite a bit with the webcomic author world, so...
It's like I've stopped checking my stats so much since I don't know, I've started like updating my comic late like every week, and it's like I know they're going to be down from what I'm used to, so it's like it doesn't matter.
I
told myself I would not obsess about stats.
that I would never even look at them when I started Autumn Link, but then I did every day and still do.
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting to see them just for like the sake of like analytics and know like what people are responding to more or what, you know, it's people get all kind of like, oh, you're not supposed to look at the stats because that's like really, I don't know, like self-centered or something. But it's like, no, it's good to know like what brings more people to your site or what things you do that work and stuff like that.
Yeah. I do have a question from the chat, which I'd like to ask before you go into talking about more features. How useful would Comic Press be to comicers that with no HTML?
Comic Easel.
No, the question says Comic Press, but we could also extend this to Comic Easel. How useful would Comic Press / Comic Easel be to cartoonists that have no HTML know-how whatsoever?
It's useful to me, but I found somebody else who knew CSS to make my site.
You know, this is funny because I had this conversation with Scott Kurtz last week. As a matter of fact, your investment in your site is your investment in your comic. If you don't know how to do it, then you need to invest in somebody that does.
Right.
You know.
I mean, you can use the default, of course. I mean, you can.
It'll work.
It won't.
It'll be standard default. Left and right, but you want to put some effort into your site. It's basic.
Make it you.
Make it your site. Make it your the look of your comic. Give it a personality, just like your comic has.
Absolutely. I mean, there's like a lot of free webcomic hosts out there, like Drunk Duck and whatnot, and they got their defaults, and most of the time their defaults look. Well, like crap, but you know. It's,
well, I don't know about the other ones, the other CMSs and things like that. But Comic Press and Comic Easel has a bunch of child themes available, which changes the default look, mm-hmm. which you can use as base looks for, you know, advancing upon.
I mean, I need to make the art to use for the buttons and stuff, but I just hired somebody to make me a child theme for my site so I can start updating it again without it, like, falling apart.
Child themes are wonderful to have. I mean, seriously, they're the way to go.
Yeah.
Especially with Comic Easel, it's really not that big of a deal, but with Comic Press, it is a big deal because if I make a very important change and you want to upgrade to fix that change, you're not going to be able to unless you have a child theme or using my plugin Theme Companion or something like that.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That was, I think, actually what you fixed on mine was the CSS is just coded into the site right now, and so whenever I update it, like the WordPress, it like kind of makes the site, you know, things will go wacky with it and say like hammer it out.
Well, you're getting that fixed, so you're excused.
Yeah, I recommend in general anyone who's like doing a comic more than a hobby to if you don't really know what you're doing, I mean you can self-teach yourself some things and familiarize yourself. I mean, you have to take the time to figure out how your car works. You should learn how to change the oil, change a tire, change the air filter. You know, it's simple things that you really can do by yourself. And if you just don't have the time, and you really don't want, if you really want to move on from being that hobbyist, and really want to, you're going to have to look for somebody that can help you, or hire somebody to do more of a professional job. Because as a reader, when I go to a webcomic website, the more tailored it is, the more unique it looks to that comic, the better the experience is. You feel like, this is thatcomic.com, and it looks like this comic, and it's really, you know, I like visiting the site. It looks nice. You know, it improves the reader's experience and familiarity with that website. So it's something I highly recommend people, especially if you're looking at trying to be going to the more professional angle of web cartooning.
Absolutely.
Mm, I would say even the hobbyist should do something about it as well.
Well, it's usually less of a concern if you're just doing a little hobby comic, but I mean, it's like if you, but if you are being a there's no question that you should be doing that.
You know, that's kind of the difference between, like, you know, if you're just doing, like, a hobby comic, like, do you necessarily want people to come look at it and know, like, okay, this guy doesn't care about it? Like, you know, you can gussy it up enough that people, like, you know.
Gussy it up.
Gussy. It is worth an effort in the long run to give your audience a site that is attuned to your comic.
Right.
Instead of being just default. And it doesn't matter what CMS you're using. I mean, whatever content, whatever comic management system you're using, they're all the same in this regards. Customize it for you. Absolutely. For your comic.
Absolutely. We do have one question that was asked in our chat room that asks, what are some of the limitations of Comic Press or Comic Easel?
Is it Comic Press or Comic Easel? Because their limitations are vastly different.
All right. She asks for both. Whatever you want to pick, I suppose, to answer.
The navigation is done by on Comic Press, the navigation is done by day-to-day basis, you know, by the date. That's its limitation. You can't have more than one comic post per day. Comic Easel is actually date and time in second. So, I mean, you can have as many during the day as you want at that point in time, but it's still chronological order.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how it maintains its structure is by chronological. Manga users who like to post all of their updates on a single day, it's harder to do. It's possible, but harder to do with Comic Press. A lot easier with Comic Easel, but still, the management of it is not as good as you would find in, say, Comic CMS, the CMS for there. That one's actually handles it a little bit better.
Okay. I do got a question about that. Like, say, if you have like a whole archive, like you wanted to switch from and it's some other existing comic WordPress management site thing for comics, and you got this huge archive.
There's going to be an import feature coming here real soon. The way that I'm designing the import feature is it'll read off the directory of comics that you have, and it'll give you a choice between having it set on a day-to-day basis or all every second, or you can have it alternate Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or you can tell a person who is to rename their comics by date, and it'll read that way. Because it currently imports Comic Press by date, so.
Gotcha.
There will be an importer, just
okay.
It's going to be a little bit longer for that one.
Yeah, this question is kind of a... Its limitations are likely limited. You know, its vast limitations are likely limited by the limitations of WordPress itself. And even then, if you got somebody that knows what they're doing, you can just write more code into it to customize to do something. If it can't do it, you can. It really depends on what this person is asking about what to do. But I can't imagine.
In my case, I have. I don't know, 1,200 comics, and I want to switch, let's say, to Comic Easel from what I have right now.
Are you on Comic Press?
No.
He's using Webcomic Inkblot.
Okay, from what I understand, I've only read, I haven't actually played with it, is that the new Inkblot 3.0 and above uses the comic post type as well. So converting them, they're already there. The problem is attaching the way that Comic Press attaches its images makes it the featured image for that post. Hmm. And galleries are gallery images for that particular post.
Right.
So it would be figuring out just maybe a line of code or two to have it attach it as the comic as a featured image. So I think it shouldn't be too difficult. I would actually have to have somebody who's very familiar with webcomic and inkblot to do that.
All right. Now, I think you said that you had a few more features of Comic Easel you wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Comic Easel is geared towards people who like to get statistical information from each of their posts. Like, I have an auto-generated cast page. This cast page shows up. It shows who's been in how many comics, when they first appeared, and their descriptions. It automatically generates it for the end user, so you don't have to create your own cast page. Also, a locations page and all sorts of stuff are there. Archives. It's all done by short codes in no templates anymore. You basically insert it into the. When you edit a page, you insert a small little tidbit in there, and it automatically injects it into the page itself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very neat. You can do your bio cards individually if you wanted to. Which bio cards are statistical information for, like, you know, last comic this character was seen in, first comic this character was seen in, this character was seen in, like, 35 of these comics. Other information like has been in the same comic with so-and-so this many times. I mean, stats and stuff like that. Another one I just thought of, which would be a really cool feature, I'm going to add this, is this character has been at this – it really likes being here at this location. Because each comic, you can specify the characters who are in the comic, the location of the comic, and the normal tags that are ready for it. So
it's like Foursquare for your fictional characters.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice.
That would be kind of funny.
This character likes to go to Earth.
We have a couple more questions in the chat. I'm not entirely sure what this woman's asking. And once again, how useful is Comic Press for networking to other webcomics that are hosted on this site? I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about at all. Does that sound like anything to you?
For networking? Well, I would think it'd be all plugin-based for communicating with other sites. I know there's... What is that? Inkblot. I don't know, whatever. That new thing that people have is discover new comics, and they got the little flippy thing that shows the different comics on it. I can't...
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I maybe reword your question. Also, the next question, do you like waffles?
Who doesn't like
animation?
I do not like waffles.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not allowed to eat waffles.
Why? Oh, is there a story?
No, it's just the sickness thing.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, all right. Let's see here. Are there any more things about Comic Easel or Comic Press that we should know about?
Well, Comic Press. Well, let's go into Comic Press a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to tell everybody here is I want them to change over to Comic Easel. I really want them to move. It's much better interface. It is a better way of handling your comics. There are less complications and more protection from problems. Switching comics is easy as pie. Multiple comics is just easy. The limitations of Comic Press are gone. They're just basically gone. From having to figure out naming of your comics, using that naming convention, the upload class and all that.
Right.
It's just a much better product. So if you're using Comic Press, I would really like you to move up to Comic Easel. And if you need help, I am available.
there you have it, folks. If you're using Comic Press, stop it. And get Comic Easel.
You know what else is neat about Comic Easel?
No, what is
there? there are plugins like WMPL and things, WPML or whatever it is, translation plugins that makes Comic Easel work in multiple different languages, which means that to one end user who's coming from Germany, he'll see a German comic. Who's one end user is coming from Spain, he'll see a Spanish comic. That's if you set it up that way.
Of course. And you get the comic translated, of course.
Right. There's a lot of people who really want those features. And I have a lot of German users for some reason. I love them. They're awesome. I have a French translation right now on there. I've got quite a few people from France, and I've got a few, I don't know, 10 or 11 from Russia right now. It's quite amazing.
Very cool.
When you have the ability to be multi-language, people come out of the woodwork just for that feature.
Mm. Absolutely. It's I wish I could find I think there's a few. If anybody knows of websites that specialize in translating webcomics or people that offer their services to translate webcomics, let us know. Email webcomicbeacon@gmail.com, and we'll try to put together an episode about that, and so people can share this information with other people that are looking to go multilingual with their webcomic, because I think it's a very important step to take if you want to reach beyond just English.
Yeah. It's a global world now.
It's always been a global world. What are you talking about? The world's always been global. What are you talking about, Mark?
It's even more so now. It's like extra global.
Extra global. Alrighty.
Global audience.
Yes. So, well, we are at the end of our show this week, which I apologize for being late for, but...
is there anything else that you guys are interested in knowing about before we sign off here?
I can't think of anything that hasn't been brought up unless there's...
Okay, well, let's start this one. Okay, let's start it this way. I'm going to rephrase this. In your past, with the complications that you've had with Comic Press, what has irked you the most?
I think we've addressed most of them in the show so far.
With Comic Press, it was...
With Comic Press.
This is way back when, and I think I've said this at the time it happened. It was... I think it was a few things. It was the fact that it typically, granted, this was also the about the time that you were about coming on, and then I gave up on Comic Press before you really took it over. But it was basically it was breaking every time WordPress updated. The chapter system of a different offering looked more appealing, and I think those were basically the big things for me anyway.
Right. Well, with Comic Press, what happens when you update nowadays, this will happen every single update of Comic Press, is that the categories for blog and comic will change, so you have to just reset them again. That'll happen every single time it updates. Beyond that, it's pretty stable. Especially if you use a child theme, if you don't edit the main code itself. With Comic Easel is a plugin. It has nothing to do with the look of your site. The look of your site is based on the theme. So whenever you update Comic Easel, it has nothing to do with your site look. It basically just injects into your site what's supposed to be there from Comic Easel. So.
Well, alrighty then. Mark, Kelly, did you have any...
I think everything I was wondering about... I mean, I don't know enough about building a website to really, like, know... Like, I don't even think I've even hit the limitations of, Comic Press yet.
But I would have to say that it is a good thing that you are out there to help noobs like me and so many others.
It's a good thing that you're so
willing to do that is awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Thanks. I spend around 6 to 8 hours a day answering questions and helping people. And easiest to find me is on Twitter.
Well, there you go. And you're at Twitter at Frumph. F-R-U-M-P-H. Yeah, I spelled that right.
Yeah. And M as in Mary.
And you're also findable at frumph.net. And, of course, Comic Easel is available at comiceasel.com. So that is it for this week's episode of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. Once again, we thank Frumph, Philip Hofer, coming from frumph.net and comiceasel.com. Thank you for coming on the show, finally. Finally got it worked out.
Finally.
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 And I've, of course, been Fess of archercomic.com.
Finally.
Kelly.
Oh, okay. I thought we were still laughing. I was like, pause for applause. And but no, I'm Kelly Turnbull of Punchline As Much As Mode.com.
Finally.
And finally, this is Mark of AutumnLake.com. Still under construction.
And yes, you too can win a downtown trip to Burbank.
I can watch the rank, actually.
Preheat closed between medium and high until signal light goes out. Pour about 1.5 cups batter in center of lower grid. Close at once. Bake until light goes out. For crispier waffles, leave in baker a little longer. Makes about 2 4-section waffles. Leftover waffles may be frozen and then reheated to serve later. To heat waffles in your Toastmaster automatic toaster, set color control knob on medium setting. Toast unthawed waffles. They will become hot and deliciously crisp without becoming any darker.